Let's open to our binder. If you need to pop the binder, let's all do it now. We are on message 2 on the morning line, the morning session on the cycle of our spiritual life. While you're pulling out the outline, also get your Bibles ready. We're going to look at some verses this morning in the New Testament. So in this morning time, we've been covering the cycle of our spiritual life. And this cycle consists of four main items, four crucial items. And so starting yesterday, today, and then the next 2 days, we're going to cover total of four. The first crucial item of this cycle of life is the eternal life. And we saw this yesterday morning. The brothers did a wonderful job showing us what is this eternal life. And I appreciate it. We need to focus on this life because it's the life that is really life. Then this eternal life, which we have all received, it issues in fellowship of life. This is what we'll cover this morning. Brother Nathan and I will share with you the fellowship of life. Once you've received the eternal life, it brings you into fellowship of life. Then this fellowship of life, as you fellowship with the Lord, with one another, it brings in the third item, which is light. It shines on you. It shines on your situation. And it causes you to apply the blood of Christ, which is the fourth item. And then as you apply the blood of Christ, that will bring in more eternal life. So this is the cycle. That brings us back to the first item. So you can see this is why we call it a cycle. It doesn't just stop with the blood. It brings us back to the beginning. This cycle, we call it a cycle because we should be going through this daily. We should be going through these four things daily. And as you go through this cycle, as you pass through these four items, you're progressing. The brothers gave an example that it's not like a hamster wheel where you're just running in place and you're not going anywhere. It's like, I likened it to a bicycle where you're going to your destination. Every morning I bike to campus and I bike to coordination. And the way I get to coordination or to campus is by turning the pedals. Every time I make a rotation on the pedals, I get closer to my destination. This is our spiritual life, brothers and sisters. Every time we pass through this cycle of eternal life, fellowship, the blood, light, then the blood, then eternal life, we get closer. What we're doing is we're growing in the divine life. Don't we want to grow in the divine life unto maturity? This is why we're here. We grow in the divine life by cycling, by passing through these cycles every day. The more we pass through these cycles, the more we grow in life. So the cycle of life equals the growth of life. So we've all received the eternal life. And there's a verse that I like, maybe the front row. You can all turn to, and we can all turn to 1 John 5:13. But we'll have the front row stand up and read it for us.
I have written these things to you, that you may know that you have eternal life, to you who believe into the name of the Son of God.
Amen. Let's go. Let's read it again, but let's face the audience and release your spirit.
I have written these things to you, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
You who believe in the name of the Son of God.
Amen. Oh, I'm not done with you. Keep standing. Okay, so John wrote this book, right? First John. Why did he write First John according to this verse? According to this verse, this is for you, brothers. You have to be loud. That's right. He wrote us this letter so that we would know something. Know what?
That we have eternal life.
Praise the Lord. You have eternal life. You have it. We don't have to have any doubt. He wrote these things so that we would know we have eternal life. How do you get eternal life, brothers? The hint is it's still in the verse.
Believe into the
The moment you believe, you receive the eternal life. It's that simple. So do we all believe? Yes. Do you have eternal life?
Amen.
Amen. Good. So now, brothers, I just want, let's say I'm an unbeliever among you all believers. I just want you to prove to me that you have eternal life. Just show me the eternal life and then I'll believe. Can you do that for us? You have eternal life, right? Don't you have eternal life? You just said you had eternal life. Prove it.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's good. Good. All right, you can sit down now. If I was an unbeliever and I were to ask you, prove to me, show me the eternal life. If you can show me eternal life, I'll believe. What would you do? How can you show a person eternal life? Okay, the answer is in 1 John 1:1. To us, to some of you, eternal life may be invisible. And to some of you, eternal life may be abstract. But it was not to John. And so once you have 1 John, those who have 1 John 1:1, why don't you read that verse for us? So what John is saying is the word of life, which is the eternal life. We'll see this later. The eternal life, which was from the beginning in eternity past. To you it may be invisible, but I have heard it. I've heard eternal life. I've seen eternal life with my own eyes. This is what John's saying. And John is saying, I've touched it with my hands. I've handled eternal life. Can you believe that? There is someone who has touched eternal life. He's seen it. He's heard it. And so he's writing to us. In verse 1. Well, you may ask, if John was here, I would definitely ask him, John, when did you see, did you hear, and did you touch eternal life? And John would answer with verse 2. So let's read verse 2. The life, which is the word of life, which is also the eternal life in this verse, he uses all these words interchangeably, was manifested. It was manifested. When was it manifested, brothers and sisters? When was eternal life manifested? When God incarnated to be a man. Eternal life was put into this man. Maybe I can use David, why don't you come up? This is Jesus. So when Jesus came, eternal life came. That's why he would say, I am the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And so if you, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
If he says hi, we've all heard eternal life. Right? Why don't you wave to everybody? Oh, did you see? Have you seen eternal life? I'm hugging eternal life right now. Because in this man, Jesus is the embodiment of eternal life. You touch this man, you touch eternal life. The point is here, brothers and sisters, eternal life is not abstract. It's a person. It's a person. John saw eternal life. He touched eternal life. He heard eternal life. And he wants you to have eternal life. Thank you. So when the Lord Jesus came, he was the embodiment of eternal life. Now we all have eternal life, which means that he gave himself to us. Now when he gives himself to us, is he like a loaf of bread where he gives you one 326th portion, one three-hundredth and one fraction, and together, after giving himself together, if you collect the whole sum, you get the whole loaf. You understand what I'm saying? The Lord gives himself as a fraction of himself. Here's a little bit of myself, a little for you, a little for you. Did he give himself in that way? Did he give all of himself to you? Then what about the next guy? All? And the next guy? All? So then if we collect, if we all come together, then you have like 326 more than what you had begin with? So then which is it? Did he give a part of himself, or did he give all of himself? It's confusing, isn't it? Mathematically, this would be an impossible problem. The answer is, it's actually neither. He gives you himself as a flow. And the best description of this is in Revelation 22:1, which is written also by John. John wrote 1 John, and John also wrote Revelation. And in Revelation 22:1, he's describing the fellowship that he mentioned in 1 John verse 3. And he describes it, or he portrays this fellowship as a river. And so in Revelation 22:1, he says, "And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street." This water of life is the same as the word of life in John 1:1, 1 John 1:1. It's the same as the eternal life. And it's the same as the Lord himself. So this water of life, though, it's in the form of a river. It's flowing. And so this river is the fellowship. And so the next verse in 1 John 1:3 says, "That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." This morning, we want to talk to you about fellowship. Now, if you look carefully, verse 2 and verse 3, they start out almost the same. Verse 2 starts out, "That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, the eternal life." Verse 3 starts very similar. "That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, not that you would have eternal life, but that you would have fellowship." Okay, so that means the word of life, life, eternal life, and now fellowship are all used interchangeably. So when John says eternal life in verse 2, in verse 3, he's using another word to say the same thing. That means eternal life is the fellowship. Does that make sense? So all that he's seen, all that he's heard about the eternal life, he wants you to have it. And the way you have it, the way you get the eternal life, is through fellowship. That means the eternal life that we received is like a river. It's not just something that just stays in you. It has to flow. If you try to stop a river, it just finds another way out. It has to flow. This is the nature of eternal life. The eternal life has to flow. It never stands still. It's always flowing. This is the kind of eternal life that we have received. So this is fellowship. Brothers and sisters, when I say fellowship, you say flow. Fellowship.
Flow.
Fellowship.
Flow.
Good. When you read fellowship in this verse, think of flow, because that's what's in John's mind. Fellowship equals flow. Okay. One more verse to show this. In John 4:14, which is also written by John, he writes, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him," what? "A fountain of water gushing up into eternal life." So here we see eternal life, right? But what is this eternal life doing? It's gushing up. It's flowing. That the eternal life is the word of life. It's the Lord himself. But the gushing up is the river, which is the fellowship. Do you see the correlation now? John uses different words, but he's saying the same thing in the gospel, in the epistle, and in Revelation. The Lord is life. He's eternal life. But he comes to you like a river, like a gushing up spring. And that comes to you practically as fellowship. Fellowship. So now we want to see, what is fellowship? Roman numeral 2 says, because the divine life is organic, rich, moving, and active, its outcome is the fellowship of life. A, the fellowship of life is the issue of the eternal life and is actually the flow of the eternal life within all the believers who have received and possess the divine life. Anyone who has received the Lord has received the divine life. And they have the flow of the eternal life. Okay. So this is a flow. It's flowing. I don't know if you have much impression, but let me. A couple days ago, right before coming here to this training, we stopped in San Francisco to Ghirardelli Square, and there I saw a flow of chocolate. Flow of chocolate. Does that excite you, sisters? Can you imagine a flow of chocolate? Doesn't that sound so enjoyable? How about a flow of eternal life? Does that have the same excitement? Maybe, maybe not. But there's a verse, Ezekiel 47:9. At the end of the verse, it says, everything shall live wherever the river comes. This river is the same river as in Revelation 22:1, the river of water of life. Wherever the river touches, it makes alive. This kind of river means that wherever fellowship touches, it makes alive. Because this fellowship, this flow, flows not chocolate, it flows eternal life. And whatever fellowship touches, it gives eternal life. It makes it alive. Wherever the flow touches, it makes alive. Do you have problems, brothers and sisters? I have problems, and I have other people's problems. And the only way you can solve problems is by the eternal life. Fellowship isn't just talking about the problems. Fellowship is when the Holy Spirit comes and it flows between two members. That's fellowship. Two people, two brothers, two sisters can be talking about the Bible. You can be talking about the triune God. But if there is no flow of the Spirit, that's not fellowship. That's not fellowship. Fellowship is when there is a flow of eternal life going between two members. That's fellowship. So sometimes I know in our mind we say, brother, we need a fellowship. Or, saints, sister, can I fellowship with you? We think, okay, well, I need to talk about this or that. It's not just talking, brothers and sisters. It's not just opening up. There has to be the flow of the eternal life. This is why praying helps us to turn, to bring in the flow of the divine life. Okay, we'll talk more about this. How do we know if we have the flow or not? We all know that we have the eternal life, but how do you know if it's flowing or not? How do you know if your conversation with one another is flowing? It's fellowship. I have two verses for you. John 7:37 and John 7:38. So John 7:37 says, now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So this is the Lord. On the last day of the feast, he stands up and he's saying, I'm the water of life. If you're thirsty, come to me and what? Drink. Basically what he's saying is, receive me. I'm the water of life. And you can receive me by drinking me. That's flowing in. And we have a lot of songs about drinking, right? And I will drink, 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 drink. We have lots of songs about drinking. But we have to remember there's another verse. I mean, the Lord doesn't just end there. He continues in verse 38 saying, "He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall what? Flow rivers of living water." So here we have to be balanced. We drink and then what? Verse 38, we flow. This is the eternal life. This is how you know you have life, the eternal life. The fellowship, the flow. You can't just drink and not flow out. You have to drink and then you have to flow out. Then there's the flow. So B says the Greek word for fellowship is koinonia. That means joint participation, common participation, and it indicates a putting away of private interests and a joining with others for a certain common purpose. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." You were called, brothers and sisters. Called to what? Called into this fellowship. God wants you to enjoy this fellowship. He wants you to enjoy the flow of the divine life. But it doesn't say God is gracious or God is loving that you would enjoy this. He says God is faithful. Why does God need to be faithful for us to enjoy this fellowship? He's faithful to take away the idols that will distract you from the flow, from the fellowship of life. Idols are what keeps us from enjoying this fellowship. And an idol can be anything that takes us away from Christ. An idol could be your health. Do you pray for your health? Do you care for your health? We all need to care for our health. But are you caring for health? Are you so focused on your health that you have lost sight of Christ? How about your safety? How about peace? Don't you want a peaceful situation, a peaceful environment, peace in your soul? I think a lot of times we pray for peace. But are you praying for peace? Are you seeking peace? Or are you seeking the fellowship? Even peace can be an idol to us, brothers and sisters. Possessions, people, so many things, anything can replace us. We can focus so much on a certain thing that we lose sight of the fellowship. We need the fellowship, brothers. God has called us to fellowship. Fellowship, as we'll see later, it's everything to us. Okay, see, the function of fellowship of life is to inwardly supply the believers with all that is in the life of God. In this river called fellowship, it's flowing all that God is to us, including His humanity, which we saw yesterday and we'll see more this week. His humanity is in this river, is in this flow. And we get it by fellowship. Okay, finally, the last point, D. The fellowship of life is like the circulating blood which supplies the body, like the flowing of electricity which supplies the light bulbs. Is that what it says? Yeah, supplies the light bulbs. Okay, so this is an illustration. There's two good illustrations. One is the circulation of blood, and the other is electricity. Blood and electricity, it's always moving. And blood causes us to... Well, it causes us to be living. Electricity causes things to function, right? If you have an appliance, without plugging it in, it can't do anything. Once you plug it in, it's able to function and carry out its duty. The Christian life is the same way, brothers and sisters. The Christian life is impossible without the fellowship of the divine life. If you're not plugged in, there is no way you can live the Christian life. You have to be plugged in. Just like a light bulb cannot shine without electricity, you cannot be a Christian without the divine life. Stay plugged in, brothers and sisters. Later on today and then also this week, we'll see how we take care of this of this flow, this fellowship. I just want to read one portion, give a little testimony, and then Brother Nathan will share. Here it says, "The Spirit is not merely involved, wrapped up, or mingled with fellowship. The Spirit Himself is the fellowship." Did you catch that? The Spirit Himself is the fellowship. Fellowship isn't just deliberation. The Spirit Himself is the fellowship. Because fellowship is the flow, the current of the Spirit. This is like saying that the current of electricity is just the electricity Himself. The current of electricity is electricity in motion. When the electricity stops, the current of electricity stops. Brothers and sisters, this eternal life that we receive has to always move, has to always flow. We receive, but we also have to flow out. What does this look like practically? Well, I'd like to give you a little story. When I was in the training, during the break, I took a backpacking trip through Europe. And we were passing through a bunch of countries, visiting the saints. And when I got to Switzerland, there's a group of, there's four or five college students there. And they had received the Lord, I believe, or at least they they met the Lord when they were in college. So they were saved, or they had met the Lord not very long, maybe 2, 3, 4 years, 4 years max. And I was hanging out with them. We were driving along, and they were talking, and I was just observing. Because they were talking in German, and I don't know German. But I was kind of observing them as they were talking, and they would talk about something. I couldn't understand, so I didn't know exactly what they were talking about. But I did notice that as they were talking, they would all of a sudden pray. And then they would switch back to talking, and then switch back to prayer. I could at least tell that much from... and it impressed me so much, because it was just so natural for them. They would be talking, I don't know what they were talking about, but they could be talking about like a certain person. Oh, how is so-and-so doing? And they would say, oh, Lord, Lord, we pray for so-and-so. And they would just break into prayer. And then they would continue talking about something else, and then they would start praying for that. And it was just it's so normal. I was impressed because, number one, they had only been saved for not very long. And they were already practicing fellowship. And it was just normal to them. It impressed me so much that I realized, I need this. And so now I practice this with my wife and with those I serve with Phil. We fellowship, and then we just pray. And then we fellowship and pray. Brothers and sisters, this is fellowship. Fellowship is what is the flow of the Spirit. It's the Spirit Himself being transmitted between one another. Nathan will give us, we'll share some more on Roman numeral 2:3.
Let's read the focus together. We need to care for the fellowship. I don't know if you're really getting impressed with this point about fellowship. Fellowship is everything in the Christian life. In this fellowship, like we were sharing, this is the flow of the divine life, right? When I say fellowship, you say flow. So what is fellowship? It's the flow of the divine life. So now we have the fellowship of life. I'm so glad we have the opportunity to be here in this training, in the fellowship. It's not, this message even isn't just me, you know, having a little trickle, you know, giving a little trickle of water. No, we're here in the fellowship. It means all of us can have the participation, the joint participation of the divine life. So Roman numeral 3, we see that this fellowship of life has two aspects. So it's one fellowship, two aspects. The vertical aspect between us and God, God and us, and the horizontal aspect among the believers. So let's open up the Word right here. Let's have let's all read together 1 John 6 and 7. If you have it on your phones or if you're ready. If we say we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. So here we have fellowship with Him, and it touches our walking, and then our walk again, and fellowship with one another. So in our daily Christian walk, we have fellowship with Him and fellowship with one another. And these are just two aspects of the same fellowship. So this also means that if you have a good time with the Lord, what will happen? You want to get with the brothers, right? And if you go maybe to the Bible study or to a meeting, and you just, you have such a good time. Or to the college training, you just have such a good time in the message, in the meeting. What does it want to make you do? Go to the Lord. I just love the Lord. So, why? Because it's the same thing. It's the one fellowship, and it has two aspects. And everything, all the problems of our Christian life, all the problems of our church life, all the problems of our human life, all the problems that we have within are actually taken care of in this fellowship. So this means that when we're with the brothers, with new ones on campus, you know, this coming summer, some of us will have orientations. And even in the fall, we'll meet a lot of new people. And some of them may be quite proper, you know, and dressed nice like us. And some of them not, you know, sloppy, or they have all kinds of issues. Not so good, you know. Oh Lord, they say something, and we, oh Lord, you know. What do we do? We say, brothers, we get together with some brothers. We need to address this problem that this brother has. We need to touch it, you know. Go to him and say, you need to do something about this. Is that what we need to do? Actually, right? The humanity of Jesus is in the Spirit, the flow of the Spirit. We got to get him into the flow. If we're enjoying the flow, we realize, they need to enjoy the flow, right? The one sitting next to us in our class, right? You just have a heart, I'm enjoying the flow. He needs to enjoy the flow of the divine life. It's not that just we want to get him saved. We want to see him turn the new leaf. But we want him to enjoy the flow. Everyone we contact, all the saints, this is just our heart, you know. Sometimes we may be afraid to meet with some of the serving brothers and sisters on campus. What do they want to say to me, you know, and sit down with them? They're going to talk to me about this thing that I have wrong with me. They're going to address this problem. Our heart is what? To get into the flow. To bring you into the flow of the divine life. The flow will take care of everything, all the problems. Praise the Lord for the flow. We have the flow. Aren't you so happy? Okay. Let's read point A together. We enter into the vertical aspect of the divine fellowship by the divine Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So the vertical aspect is the first aspect, and that's by the divine Spirit. So we need to enter into, every day, enter into, right? The vertical aspect. And the vertical aspect is one of the things that Satan frustrates the most. So we need to take care of the vertical aspect. Care for it. He will try to limit your time with the Lord, and he'll try to weaken your time with the Lord. But a way to fight against this is to spend time in the Word and in the ministry that opens up the Word. What do we do when we spend time in the Word? What does that mean? Well, we need to be refreshed, right? We get a little stale. So when we open the Word, we just need the refreshing of the Word. We're a little dirty, so we need to be bathed in the Word, right? Just the words of the Bible will bathe us. Oh, bask in the Word. Also, we're a little cold, right? Was someone cold this morning? I was cold this morning when I woke up. But you know what? You open the Word will warm you. Get warm by the Word. We need refreshing, you know? I already said that. I like this word, moistened. You know, we are dry. Does anyone ever feel dry? The fresh dew of the Word will moisten us. And supplied by the Word. Sometimes we are not even conscious of these things. But this is what happens when we open the Word and we open the ministry that opens up the Word. We're supplied and refreshed. And then our vertical fellowship, just a little refreshed, a little renewed. Okay. We enter into the horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship by the exercise of our human spirit. So this is the horizontal aspect. And I think Brother Glenn touched on that a little bit. This is a good test whether the horizontal talking that we have going on is fellowship, if you can pray together. I think this is really good. This verse, if you turn to Philippians 2:1, I love the utterances in this verse. Philippians 2:1. If you flip open your Bible, it's really good to read it. Oh, you'll get encouraged. If there is therefore any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of spirit, that's small s spirit, if any tenderness and compassions, make my joy full. So this is fellowship of spirit. So we should exercise our spirit. You know, exercising your spirit when you're with the brothers and the sisters, when you're in your class, you know, that doesn't mean you're shouting hallelujah. If someone asks you how you're doing, you say amen. You know, that's not just exercising your spirit. It's just you're open to the Lord. You're yielding to the Lord. You're stopping. The Lord says stop. Why don't you just have an open heart, a soft heart towards the Lord? It helps to have the vertical, but also when you're with one another, you can really enjoy the Lord. This is a principle of depending on the Lord. I appreciate the word stop. You know, I don't know how many times I get that because my wife knows me. I just say whatever's on my mind sometimes, and I need the stop in my spirit. Sometimes when I talk to my wife, even about things that, you know, it's not necessarily bad. It's just, don't need to talk about that. You need to stop. And I also appreciate in Long Beach, the ones that are on the campus there and some of the serving ones, we are on a group meet together. And sometimes they're just faithful to post like something on the group meet, like, hey, should we go do this together? You know? And that's just bringing it into the fellowship. You know? That's not, let's hide and let's go do this thing with all the brothers and sisters, you know, apart from everybody else. That's okay. Let's just bring this into the fellowship. It's so good to just be in fellowship with the students, as much fellowship as possible. You know, I really enjoy the group meet. So, and sometimes they post their enjoyment too. But that's just to be in the fellowship. Okay, and let's all read C together in this, let's emphasize this word, interwoven. Oh, I love that, interwoven. That means, man, it's really hard. They're really close. You know, when a brother comes to fellowship with me, I may not be that eager to contact the Lord, to touch the Lord. But somehow when he leaves, my heart is warm. I love the Lord. Why is that? That's just interwoven. When a brother comes to fellowship, it turns me to the Lord. So these two fellowships are really similar. I like this verse in Ezekiel 1:22. It talks about the four living creatures and over the four living creatures is an expanse, like the sight of awesome crystal, stretching forth above their heads. What is this? This is a clear sky. Is there anything between us and the Lord? Is there anything between us and that sister? Or us and that person? Us and that brother? Right? Lord, give us a clear sky. Like awesome crystal. We don't want to have anything between us and you. I don't want anything between us and another brother or sister. So this is really good to deal with any offense. You know, it's really easy. Just say, I'm sorry. And the other side is really easy. Just say, I forgive you. And if you have a problem with the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me in your precious blood. Keep the clear sky. Praise the Lord. Okay, point number one. Our horizontal fellowship with the saints brings us into vertical fellowship with the Lord. Then our vertical fellowship with the Lord brings us into horizontal fellowship with the saints. Oh, this is so good. Okay, I really enjoyed this little reading. I'll read you a little paragraph here. Hope you enjoy it as much as I did. This is from Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1973 through 74. Message entitled, Not Dealing with Others to Correct or Adjust Them, but Ministering the Life Supply Through Fellowship. Okay. Sometimes the denominations in Christianity depend on one or a few pastors. But in the Lord's body, we do not need that kind of pastor. Instead, we need the fellowship of all the members. We need the fellowship of all the members. All the members are the promoters. Are you a promoter? I want to be a promoter. Lord, make me a promoter, not of correction, but of the circulation of life. As long as life circulates among us, it will regulate, transform, and shape us. Therefore, we should not go to people to correct them. We must put our trust in the fellowship of life. Where's your trust? It's in the fellowship of life. We should always go to our fellow members to fellowship with them in life by love. This is our daily work. I like this. This is our daily work. Our daily work is just the fellowship. It's just to be in the fellowship. To endeavor, to remain and maintain in the fellowship. Day after day, amen, day after day, we will see the growth, transformation, and wonderful change in all the saints. In this way, we will remain on the proper ground of oneness with the necessary fellowship to enjoy the body Christ. This is the proper way to have the church life. Oh, this is the proper way to have the church life. So it's not just depending on one person with a little river, but we need all the members to be promoters. I don't know if you ever see this in a meeting. You know, sometimes I see this in the prayer meeting. I think it's good to appreciate it. You know, there's a river in the prayer meeting. When someone prays, then maybe you're not touched. But somebody else is touched. Oh, there's a river flowing. Why? We're in the fellowship. So one person prays. And then after that one person, for some reason, someone else starts praying. Why? Because we're in the fellowship. And then, oh, maybe something stirs within you. Oh, I just have this stirring up. But then you press it down. Why? You got the self. You got the self. Press it down. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to pray. I don't know if that's the right thing. Yada, yada, yada. Ah, forget it. Right? Just jump in. Enter in. Enter into the flow of the divine life. And just pray. It's good to see that in the prayer meeting. Also, I think we've seen it in the Lord's table, right? We'll be singing, enjoying the hymns. Oh, we see it here too, but singing and enjoying the hymns, and then someone stands up and they have a verse. Wow. Oh, that's kind of nice. Is it just it's so random, right? That they really enjoyed that. And then someone else, why do they want to call that song, you know? Why? The flow is here. We're in the flow. What will happen if you start going to the Lord's table enough? Eventually, oh, you'll touch the fellowship, you'll touch the flow, and suddenly, oh, man, I want to say something. I want to share a verse. I really enjoy that verse. I don't know what happens. Self pushes it down, right? But we need to forget about it. Yield to the flow. Release your spirit. The Lord wants our spirits to be released in the flow of the river. What will happen? You jump in. Oh, man, this meeting is awesome. Before, it was like, it's all right. As soon as you touch the flow, oh, it's the best. The flow is the best. So let's all enter into the flow. And whatever meeting we're in, there's a great opportunity to be a promoter of the circulation of life. Oh, I love it. I love it. So this is also an important little point here. Point two, we must maintain both the vertical and horizontal aspects of divine fellowship in order to be healthy spiritually. Who wants to be healthy spiritually? I want to be healthy. Lord, make me healthy. My wife put me on a diet 2 weeks before I came here so I could be healthy. But I see the Chris Kret fries and I don't want to be healthy. But I need to maintain, right? We're all here maintaining. Maintaining a proper fellowship with the Lord. If you don't maintain the proper fellowship, you know, with the Lord, there's something between you and the Lord, or there's some problem between you and another brother or sister, if you don't maintain, what'll happen? You go to Trader Joe's and you're walking down the aisle and there's a brother. Ooh. Yeah. You know, right? Why? No maintaining. Because you're having a hard time. You know, we need to maintain. You know, it's always good just to give yourself to it, whenever you're having a hard time, whenever you feel like you're bummed out. Anyone feel bummed out sometimes? I feel bummed out a lot. Just give yourself. The best thing to do is just to be with the saints. You know, maybe you feel like I'm not doing that great. I'm going to sit the Bible study out this week. You know, the best thing to do is to go to the Bible study. What will happen when you go to the Bible study? Oh, suddenly I feel warmed up a little bit, right? And the more we maintain, the more we'll be happy to see the other brothers and sisters. This really helps when we maintain the fellowship. So I love this point. And point four, the fellowship of life is everything in the Christian life. Therefore, when we live in the divine fellowship, I like this word live in. Live. The fellowship is something to live in. Right here in that verse, it was talking about our walk. The fellowship is something we just live in. We wake up in the morning and we're like, I need to get in the fellowship. I know sometimes I don't feel like it, but I need to get in the fellowship. What are we doing when we come here to this meeting? We're just getting in the fellowship. We just want to live in it. It's everything. Live in the divine fellowship. Our Christian life becomes very living, active, and full of impact. So, you know, like a refrigerator lives in the electrical life. And if it doesn't, it's going to be rotten and stinky. Right? So we need to live in the fellowship. The fellowship is just like the electricity for the refrigerator. It's everything. Our meeting life, our corporate living life, our home life, our work on campus are all opportunities to live in the fellowship. So we're here. We're just here. Actually, we're here in this training just to be in the fellowship. The fellowship of the divine life. What will determine what we do next year? Oh, I don't know. Just get in the fellowship, right? Fellowship is here. So let's just endeavor in this training to just be brought more into the fellowship. Every message, every morning time, every time with the brothers when we're eating, let's just bring in the fellowship of life. Enjoy the flow of life. Even if you're caring for one another in a very practical way, enjoy the flow. And this flow, eventually, it'll increase in us and deepen in us. It'll touch us and it'll carry us all the way to the New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord for the fellowship of the divine life. Don't you love the fellowship? I hope you really appreciate the fellowship. Lord Jesus, thank you for the fellowship. Hallelujah for the fellowship. Amen.